A European Commission spokesman has said that any deal aimed at ending the war in Ukraine must include Kyiv and must be sustainable. He was speaking after the EU was blindsided by US President Donald Trump's announcement that he had spoken to the Russian President Vladimir Putin and that they are starting negotiations to end the war. That call came on the same day that Mr. Trump's Defence Secretary Pete Hegseth said the United States wouldn't support Ukraine's desire for NATO membership. Within the past short while, the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he doesn't think the US President calling Mr. Putin first was a sign of US priorities, but he said it was unpleasant. Germany's defence minister has accused the White House of making concessions to Russia before any talks had started. Boris Pistorius said Europe must be involved in the negotiations because it will face the consequences of any deal.
Putin is constantly provoking the West and attacking us in a hybrid manner. It would be naive to believe that this threat will actually subside as a result of any peace agreement whenever it comes.
And that was Boris Pistorius, the German defence minister. Dr. Jenny Mathers is a senior lecturer in international politics at Aberystwyth University, and she's on the line. We probably should have expected some sort of big flashy announcement from Donald Trump on Ukraine because he spoke enough about it before he got elected. What's your assessment of what he did?
So, as you said, we've had a lot of rhetoric from Trump during the election campaign about how he would come in and end the war and do it all very quickly. And, you know, it would show how ineffective the Biden administration has been. So, yes, it's not a big surprise that having spent a few weeks dealing with domestic issues in the United States and setting lots of hairs running there, he's now turning his attention more to foreign policy and Ukraine's ticket has come up. And so, yes, there's plenty of drama, plenty of claims, plenty of efforts to be the big man on the international stage, negotiate with Putin, sort everything out, and then waltz away, basically.
The EU's head of foreign affairs, Kaja Kallas, saying this morning that if Ukraine decides to resist, Europe will come up with new initiatives to support it. What's that likely to mean?
Well, there's a whole range of things that it could mean. I mean, one idea that's been floated is that European money could be used to buy American-made weapons and ammunition. So, you know, supplies from the United States could continue to flow, but they would just be paid for in a different way. You know, another possibility is, you know, looking at global markets. Another is to ramp up, you know, sort of European defense production. Of course, that will take time, and time is what Ukraine doesn't really have. So I think probably a range of different measures, buying some things in and trying to really speed up the production line within Europe.
How tricky is all of this for Volodymyr Zelensky, who earlier in the week had signalled that he would be willing to swap land Ukraine had seized in Russia's Kursk region for territory taken over by Russia in Ukraine?
Yeah, and this has clearly been his plan, you know, what was behind the incursion that was happened back in August. And it's notable that, you know, Russia has been trying since then and hasn't managed to retake all that territory. But at the same time, of course, Russia is adopting its traditional negotiating tactics, which is to claim everything and to offer nothing. And so at the moment, it's not indicating that it will make any concessions. And of course, the Trump administration hasn't been suggesting that it should make any concessions. So at the moment, everything is running, you know, in Putin's favor.
Will it have to make concessions, though?
Well, I think a lot depends upon what happens on the ground in the war and, you know, how the Europeans are going to respond to Trump's initiatives, you know, what kind of negotiations actually happen. I mean, there's a whole lot of things which we just don't know. And there's a whole lot of issues which just have not even been discussed or raised by anyone in the Trump administration in a public forum. Like, for example, you know, what happens to all of the kidnapped Ukrainian children who've been taken back to Russia and adopted into Russian families? You know, what happens to the ICC warrant for Putin's arrest? You know, what happens to all the prisoners of war who are still being held in Russia in terrible conditions, you know, violating the Geneva Convention? There's a lot of issues which are messy and, you know, involve humans rather than simply drawing lines on the map. And those are the kinds of things that I don't think the Trump administration is going to be very interested in engaging with, frankly.
Dr. Jenny Mathers, thank you for talking to us.